There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time for us to open up all of the windows. The shutters are open, and we are on the air. The Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, July the 10th, one-third of the way through the seventh month of the year of our Lord 2015, our year of whoever's Lord it is. In China, it's, what, 4673? And somewhere else, it's a long
2468. To 9324.
Right, Hike. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, here to inform you as to what's going on in the world and to elicit your thoughts. Your thinking is important to us, as our thinking is important to you, I guess. 888-302-3684. Okay, the big story here in Framingham is that a young girl was bitten by a dog at the farmer's market. And the question has come from a listener: what did the girl do in order to get the dog to bite her? Dogs just don't go up to people and bite them. You got to do something. See, the focus, the attention from the listener, I think, is appropriate, because we always tend to blame. Remember, this week I've been talking about the sort of a relationship of all of us on the planet to each other, all the beings that are on the planet. We're thinking of ourselves as being the top of the heap, so we always make everything else under us subservient. So automatically people think it's the dog's fault that the girl was bitten. I don't know that that's the case at all. It's just that immediately we go to, where's the dog's owner? And what do we do with that dog? Well, why should the dog be punished if the dog reacted to something? I mean, I remember when I was 3 years old, I got bitten by a dog because I ran over its tail with my tricycle.
Maybe the dog was being a dog.
Dogs are dogs.
You know, yes, that new show on TV by James Patterson, The Zoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, yes.
It basically animals follows that premise that they've always been subservient and they've always been our food. What if one day they all decide to fight back?
We become their food.
and that's what the show is about.
There we go.
So maybe she got bit because all the animals of the world are getting together and deciding to fight back.
That could be
it. No more, they said, Doug.
No more.
No more.
Cows take over.
That's right.
Well, that's happening in a town in New Jersey. There's this little black cat that is terrorizing this town. I saw the story yesterday that it's going around just attacking people unprovoked.
Really? So you sure it's a regular cat and not one of those, what do they call those horrible...
Feral cats?
Ah, my God.
Well, they think it might be a feral cat, and they think that it might have rabies, but it's been terrorizing this town for a couple of days now.
It's leading the resistance.
Yeah, right.
That's it, or it's leading the resistance. If you see them all in trees, be
TV
warm.
Show Revolution.
Yeah.
Brought to the animal world.
Funny you should mention that. The guy, the main character from Revolution, I was going to tell Roberta this morning, who we really liked, Billy Burke.
Yeah.
He's one of the main characters in The Zoo.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I've been watching. This is the first two episodes.
Very good actor.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, so let's see here. I've had a lot of stuff in my voice today because I've been eating a lot of fruit, and I tend to not give myself enough time for it to go down evenly and well. So I ask for your compassion when it comes to that as we think about what's going on. If the election were held today and it were based on money, for president, Jeb Bush wins hands down. Hands down.
Not Donald Trump.
He's raised $114 million.
Yeah, and how much of it is from big corporations?
Is that what makes him win?
Well, you see, that's, you come around to wondering. I asked the question, what's wrong with this picture, with this number?
Uh-huh.
But it's all based on whatever the connections are to big donors, whether they be corporations or wealthy individuals.
Is this a poll that says he'd win hands down? Or is this just
based on
the most
based on dollars?
Right.
No,
on
I'm
dollars.
Drawing that conclusion. I didn't have to. I don't have to.
Richard, oh, this wasn't the poll.
Oh, when you
say that.
Wait a minute. Ah, I'm. I'm explaining. No, I'm not. It doesn't have anything to do with scaring. It's the fact. If you look at the trends over the past 16 years as to who has raised the most money and who has won the election, it's always the same. The person with the most money wins the election. Mrs. Clinton has about 40, some odd, I think I saw 48 million raised so far, more than any even close Democratic contender, and Bush is way ahead of any of the Republicans, and it's because the name recognition, connections to the family, who do we call, how do we get these people lined up. But the other thing that is so heinous in this is the amount of money that it will take. There are those who say $4 billion will be spent on the election process by candidates for the presidency, never mind anything else.
That's
just
ridiculous.
For the presidency over the next 14 to 16 months.
I'm looking at Real Clear Politics right now.
Yeah.
And they have a listing of all the latest polls.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Iowa Republican Presidential Poll Caucus, right, Walker has 18%, Bush 12%.
Yeah.
Rand Paul, Huckabee, Rubio, Ben Carson.
Wow. All these numbers, these
blah,
things
blah,
are.
The
only
if
thing
you
that's
look at the Iowa, and Clinton is in the lead on the Democratic side, obviously.
Yeah.
Bush wins the Iowa.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that that's good for is who gets into the first debate. The top 10 pollers, the whoever it is that decides on the Republican debates, is supposedly going to take the top four polls, Gallup and
right.
Pew and Zogby and whatever, and the people who come out in the averages from those polls in the top 10 positions will be the ones who are going to make it to the debate. The interesting thing about Donald Trump is, Kenny, he hasn't even registered yet as an official candidate, right?
Right. He hasn't. He hasn't filed his statement of candidacy with the FEC,
Federal Election Commission. So, what does that tell you about his intentions? Matter of fact, it's interesting. This person who's on the View, I don't know who she is. Raven Simone.
She's a Disney character or a Disney actor.
Oh, okay. Actress.
Yeah, she could be a Disney character.
Right.
She says the secret behind Donald Trump's presidential bid is that he is a mole. He's been put there to distract voters from the pressing matters at hand.
Ah.
He is a mole. What is that? So, I don't know what that means. And I don't know who she is. Anyway, something that's important that we've been talking about a little bit this week. In the legal system, there are a lot of people in jail. We've got to focus on numbers in jail. Why are people in jail? The president said, I think on Monday or Tuesday, we've got to let all of the not serious drug users out of jail, which is something that's a good idea. But some people, even if they are arrested on something that's kind of minor, because the system is as it is, can't post bail, can't get the bonds that are needed to get themselves out. So they spend months in jail, and you and I, the taxpayer, are paying for them to be in there because they can't get themselves out. There's a move to fix that, and our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, will help us understand how that will take place in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me. Yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Shaq talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our attorney here on the Good Day program. He speaks to all things legal. So we thought we'd have his expertise involved in this for a while as we discuss the bail bond proposals or reform proposals. What's the problem to begin with, Steve?
Well, the problem is that we lead the world in the number of pre-trial imprisoned people, and that's not by accident. I think they say there are about 500,000 people who have not been convicted of anything that are being imprisoned, jailed prior to trial. Now, the whole idea of bail, and bail is provided for actually in the Constitution, is just to ensure that someone is going to show up for their trial. You know, in addition, you can hold someone without bail if they're, you know, if they're a threat to witnesses, if they're likely to leave, they don't have good connections to the community, or they are considered dangerous to others. But what happens is a lot of the judges setting bail set them at a figure that is unreasonably high. So, for instance, in Baltimore, one of the people who was charged with disorderly conduct, the bail was set at $250,000. Now, that's a bail where the person has to come up with 10% of that in cash, and then a bail bondsman pays the rest. But $25,000, that's too much. It's set so high that they know the people, the accused, are not going to be able to come up with it, and that's a real problem.
So poor people are going to be more, if you will, victimized by this, and it seems that there are routinely more poor people than people with money who get into the system anyway, by design, for whatever the reason. So they don't have homes. They can't put a second mortgage on their home. Isn't that where...
And they also end up losing their jobs while they're...
Yeah, while they're sitting in jail. They can sit in jail for a month or more on some basic simple charge.
Yeah, there are situations where people sit in jail for a year or more, mm-hmm, waiting for their trial.
Yeah.
Because they can't come up with
that. And they're living on you and me, the taxpayer.
And we're paying for it.
Three squares a day, roof over their head, clothing.
So, Steve, how many states? I mean, it looks like New York is just getting ready to do something. Maryland has done something. Kentucky's done something. One of the Carolinas. It looks like there's a handful of states who have said, this is just crazy, and we're doing what we can to reform it.
Yeah, and I think that's looking at the glass as half full. There are some real changes, although quite frankly, it's time for the judges to recognize what they're doing, because they're the ones who are setting these ridiculously high bails. So these have got to be adapted to be reasonable and go back to what is the real purpose. If that person is really dangerous and it is shown they're dangerous, that's fine. Then keep them in for pretrial detention. If it's somebody who's likely to flee, that's fine too. But when you have someone, and it was a great example, the person charged with disorderly conduct in Baltimore, yeah, he had a rap sheet for dealing drugs and no history of violence. So where do you have to have $250,000 bond to keep this guy in jail before his trial?
And that's the example that has come up. That's one of the reasons that this has become a discussion point, that very specific example. But this is a problem nationwide. Too many people incarcerated in the system without being able to get out of the system, and they create more problems than they may even potentially have created on their own by the way the system works. All right, Steve, thank you for the overview. Interesting to have this. This is one of those things that many people don't think about because they don't know, because they haven't been in the system. But now we are aware of it, and hopefully we can push for a change there. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on Good Day.
It's a terrible terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GO Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GO Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When in Wonder Time,
it's a great one.
Hold your head up,
not hold your head high, although it does sound a lot like hold your head high.
This is an English rock band to be identified by you to win a Sea Crane radio. 888-302-3684. Put your thinking caps on or get out Shazam, whatever it is that you do, to try to figure out who this is. Right now is the time for you to pay close attention as we do. Hold your head high.
No.
Hold your head up. About this person, although it sounds like there's a group. It's really basically one person, and it surprises some to hear that this group only had one number one song. Number one during this week in 1972. So if you know what the song, well, if you know the story about this band and its lead singer, 888-302-3684. The band is get right down to it. The last name of the leader of the band. His first name is Rod. Does that help you out any? As a child, he was a choir member in the St. Albans Cathedral Choir. While at St. Albans School, he met Paul Atkinson, Hugh Grundy, Colin Blunstone, and Paul Arnold, and they formed the Zombies. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that.
Oh, the Zombies.
I love the Zombies. Yeah. And then this fellow co-wrote Zombies hits like Tell Her No, She's Not There, Time of the Season.
Oh, yeah.
I had forgotten all about this connection, Richie. Zombies broke up, and the band's first album, All Together Now, contained Hold Your Head Up. And Zombies.
All right, but we don't want to confusing what we're talking about.
Anyway, so Rod played the Hammond B3 organ and has made that part of his... Yeah, right. That's what you're hearing right here. I love organ music.
So I love a B3. It's the most soulful instrument in the world, man.
Very, very cool. Having no further hit singles, Rod went on to play keyboards for all types of artists. In 99, he recorded a solo piano album, Classically Speaking, which was a collection of Chopin and Bach and Ravel and Grieg music. By the way, this band is still performing today. So what's the name of this band? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, E. You get the point. I'm giving you a hint as to the first letter of the name of the band. 888-302-3684. Richie's focused on this organ music. Go ahead, Richie, and crank it up.
That's cool.
My 10 cents worth is that this is a song that is in our minds, but we can't remember the name of the group. So, given the fact that I get 10 seconds here, Richie, I guess I'll lay it out.
No, here. Jason, what's this group?
Hi, Jason.
Arjun.
It is. Right. You win. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Very often people ask me, you know, Warren, we just got married. We're not having kids right away, but we do have a dog or a cat. How do I prepare the pet for the arrival of the human baby when the time comes? First thing you need to do is socialize your pet to children, especially if you've been previously childless. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds, smells, and items. Before the baby arrives, bring those items. Make a recording of what babies sound like. It'll all make a difference in terms of desensitizing your dog or cat. And work with your pet on behavior problems. If he's a jumper, now's the time to prevent them from jumping. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, take your pet to the vet for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail trimming. You know, there's no better relationship than a dog or a cat and a baby. If you take the time to socialize your dog or cat prior to the baby's arrival, and you make sure that when people come in, they don't just bypass the dog or cat to go to the new baby, everyone will learn that it's a family, and family means kids, mom, dad, and yes, their dog and cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do the presence of Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli hopefully help to make your day? The Russians, the Ruskies, Vlad. Did I say Vlad? Bad Vlad.
It is correct.
Pukin Putin.
Pukin.
No good son of a gun. If you look at the behavior of the Russians, General Joseph Dunforth, who is the chairman of the, or he's the nominee to be the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, he says Russia is the number one problem, the number one issue, the number one charge that we need to be careful about as far as our security is concerned. It's not Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, not the Taliban, not all these rogue nations, but the Russians. So what does that mean? We have to occupy? Should we go, well, let's send some soldiers to Russia. What do you think? But Vlad said earlier this week he wanted to get along with the president. I want to be your pal. I want us to work on things mutually exclusive. Was it this week that I sort of contemplated as to his sexuality, his sexual preferences? Vlad.
Does that make a difference?
Does it make a difference?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference whatsoever, Roberta. It just makes me feel good to have one more thing to throw at him.
Okay.
That's all. And there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just that he is such a hypocrite.
Okay. And,
but he makes, you know, there's a big to-do in Russia about the gay lifestyle.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Very much looked upon askance. And I think there's something about him, if not gay, he's certainly most people who make as much noise about the quote-unquote alternative lifestyles have a problem with it themselves. I don't even know if problem is the right word. They don't want to deal with their own sexuality.
Yeah, what did Shakespeare say? He who doth protest too much?
Me thinks thou dost protest too much. Is what he said. So anyway, the Russians, if you believe this, the Joint Chiefs nominee, are the number one problem.
So therefore, if I hate the KKK, I must be an actual Klansman.
That's it.
Yeah.
Using that logic.
That's it, Richie.
Right.
Richie belongs to the KKK. If I'm against war, yeah.
I'm obviously
warmonger.
A warmonger.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah,
I see how it works. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Make sure
we make note of that, Kenny. Will you please?
Jotting it down. Yeah.
Jotting it down. Okay, so Richie.
Up there with I'm rubber, you're glue.
I am stuck on Richie, and Richie's stuck on me.
Just rubber cement.
Rubber cement. Have you ever gotten that on your shoes and tried to get it off?
Ugh.
Oh, my heavens. Okay, where are we going here with this? Let's get back to what's going on. It's a silly Friday. Richie.
A story about a dog.
No, wait a minute. Just one at a time. I did a story about a dog, and I was criticized for doing it in the last half hour. So no more dog stories.
No, it wasn't for doing the story. It's just where you did it. We've got important things to do.
We do have important. Hey, you know, Serena Williams did very well yesterday. She beat Maria Sharapova at Wimbledon. Both of them are very well suited, it would appear. Her coach said she's dominating the game. Really, you think?
Yeah.
Although I've seen some pictures of this Sharapova. She looks like she's no slouch either when it comes to...
She's always in the hunt, but never really. The Williams sisters have won everything five times over.
Right.
Sharapova is, you know, she's there, but she's not nearly
she's
as
not
dominant.
Really there.
She's not dominant, no.
She's a bridesmaid.
She's
always the bridesmaid, never get married.
Right, yeah. Never the bride.
It's probably a preferential place to be, depending on...
And Serena Williams kind of took care of her yesterday, 6-2, 6-4, so that's pretty much a drubbing.
All right, so Richie, in his research to do a better job on the program, which we're always encouraging him and others to do, following in my lead...
There's so much room for growth.
Yes, there is a lot of room for growth. According to some of the people who are sending us notes on Facebook and Twitter, I got a kick out of one... Actually, yesterday, here's John from Bryan, Ohio. While listening to your show, Doug, on the way to work, it was disappointing to hear that you had a news correspondent on from Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is a well-known voice to the world for Islamic terrorists. So I kind of wanted to stop right there. Because did I ask for your comment yet? Remember.
Follow the leader.
I want to go to Kenny because Kenny and I have had this conversation. I was concerned about that at first, and Kenny set me straight. So let us set Mr. Iwanis, John Iwanis in Bryan, Ohio, and others who think that Al Jazeera is a voice for the terrorists. You think I would be foolish enough, sir, to have a voice of the terrorists on this program? If you know anything about me or anything about this program, you know that would be the last thing I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have that name doesn't mean, what's the old expression, what's in a name? So Kenny, please put Mr. Irwan's his concerns to rest and tell him the same thing you told me.
I don't remember specifically what I told you, but this is Al Jazeera America, which is an American basic cable and satellite news channel. And most of the people that work there, they stole from CNN and other other American news channels.
Right. So he says that this is the Al Jazeera network is sympathetic and supports Al Qaeda. Uh-huh. So let's talk about Al Jazeera here and where they get their funding. Could he be right, at least as far as he's concerned? Where do they get it?
They get it from the House of Thani, Thani, which is a ruling family of Qatar.
Okay.
Of where?
So the Qatar.
Qatar.
The country.
The country, Qatar.
Q-U-A-T-A-R.
Right. Oh, okay.
I had thought before that they got their funding from some wealthy Middle Eastern family. I didn't remember who it was, Richie, so thank you for clarifying that. So the money is not coming from Al-Qaeda. Why the name Al Jazeera? What is that supposed to connote? Is there some significance to the term? Again, trying to put people's fears at rest, because much of our decision making is
I think based on fear-based thinking.
Al Jazeera means the peninsula, and it's an abbreviation for the Arabian Peninsula.
All right, what did you start to say, Richie?
Well, they have released videos that the Taliban and ISIS have released. And so a lot of people see them as a mouthpiece for some of these terrorist groups because they will air the video. So when Osama bin Laden used to release a video, they would be the ones to say, here it is.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden says this. And they would then see them as the mouthpiece for
so then it would make sense for
groups.
These terrorist groups to use it because they're local versus sending it to NBC.
Well, no, I think it's the difference. It's the difference between the U.S. news media and international news media. I mean, it's very common if you go overseas to see things on international news channels that you will not see on American news channels. American news channels tend to sanitize things quite a bit. Overseas news channels tend to run things basically in their raw form. So you'll see the whole thing. You'll see the beheadings.
My brother-in-law was killed in Colombia, they printed the picture of him slumped over the steering wheel of his car on the front page of the newspaper.
So it's just a different... different point of view. And I should also note that I worked with Al Jazeera on a couple of stories, and at first I was very, very wary about them, and then I respected them tremendously, because if anything, knowing that people might connotate the name in a negative fashion, they go overboard to try to be as objective as possible for every story, more so than I think some of the American
To put into perspective what this gentleman has said, he is equating Al Jazeera with Al Qaeda because Al Jazeera has been the one that released these videos. They made a decision to do that. I'm not here to protect or to judge or to suggest to you that Al Jazeera is good, bad, or I'm sort of indifferent. I, like you, sir, would like to have more and better reporting by many of the American networks. As Roberta just pointed out, and I would underscore, it isn't just this sort of thing. I find whenever I travel pretty much anywhere, I learn more about what's going on in America from the local media in whatever country I'm in, rather than the garbage that we get from these clowns that are supposedly running the news media in our country. It's really not even comparable.
It's become entertainment here, and anything over 15 seconds, you know, isn't great.
Well, that is the content. It isn't so much how long it is. It's
entertainment.
It's the content.
Yeah, it's the content is more entertainment.
What this is all about.
I would say I probably didn't know a lot, didn't care a lot about Al Jazeera, and still, probably like him, a little suspect, but have noticed that most of the reporters that we've had on from there are American,
they are American
journalists from
other networks
that worked at other networks.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like we're getting, you know, Mala Akhtar, you know, on reporting from wherever. We're getting like Bill Jones.
Yeah. Rich Akhtar.
Right.
All right. we put that to rest. Thank you. 43. That went on a little longer than I thought it would, but I wanted to clarify that for that gentleman because I appreciate your input, sir. Thank you for taking the time to express yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com or Roberta at DougStefan.com. DougStefan.com is a place where I tell stories about some of our advertisers. I'm not sure that we have something posted right now on Provia, but if I don't, I ought to have something there because this is one of the most successful products we've ever talked about on the air here on Good Day. Provia is the first, is the only, is the right way to treat thinning hair. It's an all-natural product, deals with your hair as it thins out. What is the cause? You got to fix the cause of the problem, right? I've told you what the problem is. Your hair is coming out. What's the fix of the problem, you say? The fix is to call 800-525-8319 and order right now Provia. Provia is a product that is made from a lot of different research, and it aims to cleanse the pores on your scalp. It has an ingredient that thickens your hair. It's a volumizer. So the new hair, when it grows in, is going to look better, feel better. You'll look better and feel better. And it's so simple. I've come up with a slogan, and they have taken it and used it for other advertising for other programs that are talking about it. You get your hair back or your money back. That's pretty much the simple bottom line here. So you want to try it? You're frustrated with not having hair grow back in. It's coming out, but it's not coming back in again. So treat yourself to Provia by dialing 800-525-8319. When you order Provia, ask for the special deal that Doug Steffen has talked about. You'll get Provia Super Concentrate. So two Provias for the price of one, plus priority shipping will not cost you anything. 800-525-8319. I'm happy to say it again. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
pens, magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract via via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, promo code 1. I'm Doug. She's Roberta. He's Richie, and Kenny are all here to support what's going on in the Good Day Program. Richie apparently has, his wife is pregnant. She's going to have a baby, and he's been looking into incubators.
Bite your tongue. Very interesting, though. If you go to the Coney Island Hall of Fame
Why would you go to the Coney Island Hall of Fame page?
If you did, you would see a fascinating story.
Why would you?
About, because there's interesting things there.
You go to the Coney Island website every day.
You know what I found? What? Dr. Martin Cowney,
yeah,
who was the inventor of the baby incubator. And you ask, why is it on the Coney
Island? Why are you? Yeah, exactly.
Hall of Fame page?
Yes.
Because he was doing research on incubators for preemie babies, and nobody would fund his research. So he used it as a sideshow in the 1930s or in the early 1900s, and people would come to see the little miniature babies, the little miniature humans. So he was using the fees from the sideshow to you know, take care of his research here.
Yeah.
Over the course from 1904 to 1943, he took in 8,000 babies, saving 6,500 of them.
Really?
Wow.
He died
that
in
is a story.
1950, and by then it was pretty much common technology, and all the hospitals started using incubators to save babies, preemie babies.
Did he win a Nobel Prize or anything
won
like
nothing.
That?
Nothing.
Really?
His daughter was one of his patients, and some of his patients are now in their 80s and 90s and telling his story.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Good. Okay, that's good. Those sorts of things are...
Imagine that.
Like
save the miniature human beings.
Yeah, right. 5 cents to the egress. This way to the egress. Five cents. You know what the egress is, right, Roberta?
It's the exit.
Out! It is the exit. Richie's heard me tell that story before. 51 after every day.
No, I just knew.
Ah, smart.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Tom Parson from bestfares.com, because he has some Lollapalooza airfares domestically. All of a sudden, it's gotten reasonable to plan a trip. You don't have to mortgage your house to buy a ticket. We'll find out how some of that is going to work to your benefit in just a moment here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here to benefit those of you who are travelers, more and more people using air travel. Before we get to some of the bargains, two things happened this week in air travel. One was a fire on an engine on a Southwest plane taking off from Chicago Midway. News media played it up for about 24 hours, and then it disappeared, as is usually the case when those things are not as bad as maybe the rumors would have us think they are. Is that reasonable? When it comes to Southwest, there have been questions in the last few years about how they maintain their planes, because they've been fined a bunch by the feds, but their planes always seem, they look clean, they seem A-OK, they have a good airline. So what, is there anything there to worry about?
I don't know. I don't think so. They get rid of their planes pretty, they keep them a little bit longer than they used to.
Yeah.
But they get top dollar on the foreign markets where they sell.
Okay, so they sell off their planes in what, 10, 12, 15? When, how often do they sell?
Yeah, it's most probably, well, it used to be like 11, 12 years, but these the planes are being made like workhorses now. And they last a little bit longer. And you know, Southwest has over 700 planes now.
Really? Wow. But they have, when you look at the fleets of the other airlines, American and United, maybe, well, Delta, all of them have planes. American now touts that they have the youngest fleet, well, on average, because they replaced 450 planes in the last 2.5-3 years. But there are plenty of planes that don't have to be. You see, this is the fallacy of this. Good planes, well taken care of, last 30 to 35 years in commercial service. 757 is a perfect example of that. The old 727s, the 767. So the only reason that these guys go out and buy new planes is because there's either a great lease deal. It would be cheaper in many instances for the airlines to just change the engines to make them more fuel efficient and keep running the planes. 757 is the best example I can think of when it comes to that. They are a beautiful plane.
American had to get rid of the MD-80. It was a gas.
Still have them. They're using them in Chicago to do 2.5 hours.
What kind of wing nuts do they use on the wheels in the MD-80s?
They don't have that. Right. They're replacing them slowly, but they'll be out of it.
Yeah. Well,
40% more fuel than the 737.
So but in talking about whether people should be worried about getting on a Southwest plane because there was a fire, no. Any more than they should be worried about getting on a United plane because of the system breaking down this week. All the computers. What did that do to the people who were waiting in line? Spend a few seconds talking about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's we have incidents, and if you look at it, air travel is still the safest way to travel. It's much safer than trains or planes. I mean, the planes and trains and automobiles and all that, and even cruise ships. But you know, we have sometimes you have a fluke and something goes wrong, and you got to fix it, and hopefully you catch it before it happens. And
all right,
I can't. You know, domestically, I think we're pretty safe.
All right, so how about best you have found some fares? Spend 60 seconds telling us about some.
Well, I think if you're going to Florida, look at Fort Lauderdale. Even from Los Angeles, you can get there for $234. Okay? If you're going coast to coast, Atlanta is also a hot destination. From L.A. right now, it's $151 round trip nonstop. Only on Wednesdays, but it's on American nonstop. And it's in Atlanta, too, or Tampa and Orlando and Akron and Indianapolis is $98. Dallas to L.A. is $141. Fort Lauderdale is $113. Chicago is the other city you might want to look at.
So,
a lot of cheap airfares.
Then what the best thing to do is to pick and choose and look around. And you may find something that benefits you if you want to take a trip later in the summer. 59.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.